And good afternoon. You're listening to Ken Hudnall. This is the Ken Hudnall Show. Coming to you from our studios right in El Paso, Texas. Gateway to the Old West and the most haunted city in the country. Well, this is a most interesting day. And on this date, U.S. President James Madison signed a declaration of war against Great Britain, which started the War of 1812. And for those that are into music, Paul McCartney was born today. The Napoleon lost the Battle of Waterloo on this date in history. It's the 169th day of the year. 170th, it's leap year. In 618, Li Yuan becomes Emperor Gaozu of Tang, which started 300 years of Tang Dynasty rule over China. 656, Ali becomes Caliph of the Rashidun Caliphate. In 860, the Byzantine-Rush War. Fleet of about 200 Rus vessels sailed into the Bosphorus and started pillaging the suburbs of the Byzantine capital of Constantinople. 1053, the Battle of Civitate. 3,000 horsemen of Norman Count Humphrey rout the troops of Pope Leo IX. You know, at one point in time, the Pope actually commanded armies who were all religiously geared to give their all for the Pope. In 1178, five Canterbury monks see what's possibly the Giordano Bruno crater being formed. It's believed that the current oscillations of the moon's distance from the Earth are the result of this collision. 1264, the Parliament of Ireland meets at the Castle Dermot in County Kildare, the first definitively known meeting of this Irish legislature. In 1265, a draft Byzantine-Venetian treaty is concluded between Venetian envoys and Emperor Michael VIII Palaiologos, but it's not ratified by the Doge of Venice, Renario Zeno. 1429, French forces under the leadership of Joan of Arc defeat the main English army under Sir John Fastolf at the Battle of Patay. This turns the tide in the Hundred Years' War. She was a farm girl who was hearing voices telling her to go raise an army and kick out the English. 1633, Charles I is crowned King of the Scots at St. Giles Cathedral in Edinburgh. 1684, the Charter of the Massachusetts Bay Colony is revoked via Serificus writ issued by an English court. That'd teach you to disagree with us. 1757, Battle of Kolin between Prussian forces under Frederick the Great and Austrian army under the command of Field Marshal Count Leopold Joseph von Dohn in the Seven Years' War. 1778, in the American Revolution, British troops abandoned Philadelphia on this day. 1799, the action of June 18, 1799, a frigate squadron under Rear Admiral Pare is captured by the British fleet under Lord Keith. And I told you earlier that on this date in 1812, the U.S. declared war on Great Britain. President James Madison made that decision. 1815, the Napoleonic Wars. Battle of Waterloo results in a defeat of Napoleon Bonaparte, but the Duke of Wellington and Gebhard Liebrecht von Blücher force him to abdicate the throne of France for the second and last time. First time he was sent to St. Helena in exile, and loyal forces rescued him, and he resumed the throne. This time he was sent to Elba, where it was discovered someone poisoned him. Arsenic, don't you know? A lock of hair that was in a keepsake that was given to the wife of one of his loyal followers showed the arsenic. There is another story that he was actually rescued from Elba and had gone into hiding. And his son, who was in exile, came down with a serious illness, and they thought he was going to die, so he went to see his son, and a sentry saw a figure sneaking in and fired, and they found Napoleon laying on the ground. Now, depending on whether you have a conspiratorial bent or not, you may believe it, you may not believe it. History doesn't report it. However, it is known Napoleon had a number of lookalikes, doubles, if you will. If in fact it's true that he escaped, it would change history. It'd be nice to know. And when the folks aren't calling, they're sending me messages. So, I, it'd be, as I say, it would be very interesting to know if that's true or not. Now, going back to our list of things that happened on this date, 1822, Constantine Canaris. Blows up the Ottoman Navy's flagship at Chilos, killing the Kapıldan Pasha, Aluzadi Ali Pasha. 1858, Charles Darwin receives a paper from Alfred Russel Wallace that includes nearly identical conclusions about evolution as Darwin's own, prompting Darwin to go ahead and publish his theory before somebody else did. But think about what it's called, Darwin's theory of evolution. That's because it's never been proven. For his theory to be proven, the missing link, if you will, needs to be found. You know, 1859, first ascent of Altishorn, second summit of the Bernese Alps. 1873, Susan B. Anthony, who is now looked at as a leader of the suffragette movement, was fined $100 for attempting to vote in the 1872 presidential election. At that time, women did not have the right to vote. 1887, the reinsurance treaty between Germany and Russia is signed. 1900, Empress Dowager Cixi of China orders all foreigners killed, including foreign diplomats and their families, and that led to the standoff that was made famous in the movie 55 Days to Peking with Charlton Heston and David Niven. 1908, Japanese immigration to Brazil begins when 781 people arrive in Santos aboard the ship Casato Maru. 1908, the University of Philippines is established. 1923, the very first checkered cab hits the streets. 1928, Amelia Earhart becomes the first woman to fly in an aircraft across the Atlantic. Now, she was a passenger, not the pilot. Wilmer Stultz is the pilot and Lou Gordon the mechanic. She sat there and watched. 1935, police in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, clash with striking longshoremen. 60 people are injured and 24 are arrested. 1940, Charles de Gaulle goes on the radio and asks that the French continue to resist and look at him as their leader. He had already evacuated to Britain. 1940, Winston Churchill delivers his speech known as the Finest Hour speech. 1945, William Joyce, known as Lord Haw Haw, is charged with treason for his pro-German propaganda broadcast during World War II. There was Tokyo Rose that the Japanese had. There was Law Haw Haw and a couple of others who broadcast on behalf of the Axis. 1946, Dr. Ram Manohar Lohia, a socialist, calls for directed action against the Portuguese in Goa. 1948, Columbia Records introduced the long-playing record album in a public demonstration at the Waldorf Hotel in New York City. 1953, the Egyptian Revolution of 1952 ends with the overthrow of Muhammad Ali Dynasty and the declaration of the Republic of Egypt. Also in 53, a United States Air Force C-124 crashes and burns in Tachikawa, Japan. 129 people died. 1954, Carlos Castillo Armas leads an invasion force across the Guatemalan border. Set in motion a 1954 Guatemalan coup d'etat. 1965, Vietnam. U.S. uses B-52 bombers to attack National Liberation Front guerrilla fighters in South Vietnam. 1972, Staines air disaster. 118 people are killed when a BEAHS Trident crashes 2 minutes after takeoff from London's Heathrow Airport. 1979, SALT II treaty is signed by the U.S. and the Soviet Union. 1981, the Lockheed F-117 Nighthawk, the first operational aircraft designed around stealth technology, makes its first flight. Now, keep in mind that the stealth had actually been flown for almost 2 years prior to this at the secret Area 51. 1982, Italian banker Robert Calvi's body is discovered hanging between the Blackfriars Bridge in London, England. And that, of course, led to quite a big scandal involving P2, the super secret Masonic group in Italy, and the Vatican Bank, and a number of other issues. 1983, astronaut Sally Ride becomes the first American woman to go into space. 1983, Mona Mahmoudzadeh, together with nine other Bahia women, is sentenced to death and hung in Sarans, Iran, over her religious beliefs. 1984, a major fight between 5,000 police and a similar number of miners takes place at Orgreave, South Yorkshire, during the 1984-85 UK miners' strike. 1994, and what was known as the Troubles, members of the Ulster Volunteer Force attack a crowded pub with assault rifles in Lohinnes Island, Northern Ireland. Six Catholic civilians are killed and five are wounded. It was crowded with people watching the 1994 FIFA World Cup games on TV. 2006, the first Kazakh space satellite, the KOGSAT-1, is launched. 2007, the Charleston Sofa Superstore fire happened in Charleston, South Carolina. 9 firefighters were killed. 2009, the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter, a NASA robotic spacecraft, is launched. And in 2018, an earthquake of a magnitude of 6.1 strikes southern Osaka, Japan. Let's see what else we got. Sally Ride, that I mentioned in 83, she and four colleagues blasted off aboard the space shuttle Challenger. That didn't go too well, unfortunately. Okay, let's go back to... This is also National Splurge Day. We're encouraged to break out the rainy day fund and go out and spend it. All righty. We have an unbelievable number of births and deaths on this particular date in history. But holidays and observances, Autistic Pride Day internationally, Christian feast days, Bernard Mazzecchi, Anglican and Episcopal churches, Elizabeth of Chanel, Gregorio Barberiego, Leontius, Hypatius, and Theodulus, Marina the Monk in the Maronite Church, Coptic Orthodox Church of Alexandria, Mark and Marcellian, Foundation Day in Benguet, Human Rights Day in Azerbaijan, National Day in Seychelles Islands, Queen Mother's Birthday in Cambodia, and, as I said earlier, in the UK, Waterloo Day. Well, it's certainly interesting when you see all the historical things that have taken place. We were talking about hauntings in the state of Georgia, not one of my favorite places. In Griffin, Georgia, Griffin High School, janitors have been at the school after dark, say they see a large shadowy figure walking down the hallways. And I hear tapping coming from certain lockers on the 400 hall. Let's see. Hawkinsville. The Hawkinsville State Hospital. It's right in the middle of Hawkinsville, but it's big and a gothic-looking building that kids have turned into a party place inside. But it's still said to be a very interesting place to explore. Audible noises have been heard, as well as cold spots have been encountered. A lot of electronic voice phenomena have been recorded in this building. Witnesses say there are many spirits at this location, to include former nurses, doctors, and patients. If you're really into chasing ghosts, this is a place to go. Hawkinsville, Kitchen's Bottom. It's a bridge located between Hawkinsville and Cochrane. There's a ghost of a man that's been seen many times at this location. They say he lived under the bridge for quite some period of time until he was, until he died. Then in Hawkinsville is the Opera House. Said that ever since the Fierce Beauty Pageant was held there, every time the winner's announced, the lights go off. And right before they come back on, an eerie voice comes out of every direction. And it says, the winner is dead, and then there'll be laughter. This happens only if the event is on Friday the 13th, apparently. Hawkinsville, Pigman's Bridge. The man was a circus performer at one time. He trained pigs, and they did tricks. Said he was mean to the pigs, and got too old to travel. He settled under the bridge and built pig pens on the hill. Well, he apparently he died in the process of caring for him, and he fell into the pig pen, and pigs will eat anything, so they wound up, if he was still alive after he fell in, they wound up killing him and eating him, and now he haunts the bridge, and it's said he has the face of a pig. Hawkinsville, Senior Home. This home was a nice place to live until they did remodeling, and now there's a female ghost and her toddler son that have been seen. You hear the baby crying and the mother singing to the baby. Sometimes you hear her walking up and down the steps, and you detect the odor of a very nice perfume. Things fall out of cabinets. Shower curtains have been jerked open. Clothes have been picked up and folded, which isn't really such a bad thing. The owner was also pulled to the top of the steps by force before the ladder he was on collapsed. If you drive by, you'll see quite often see the woman standing in the window looking out. It's found out that a maid and her son was killed in the upstairs maid quarters shortly after the Civil War. But I will say, in the South, it was a rare family able to afford servants after the war was over. Heard County, the grave of Mahaley Lancaster. Over the years, many people have attempted to steal or otherwise vandalize the grave of the famous psychic Mahaley Lancaster. And many of those people that have been involved in the events have experienced extremely bad fortune. Some have even died after trying to steal things from the grave. One teenage boy was killed in a car accident after trying to show off for his friends by defiling the grave. There was actually no reason for the car accident. It just happened. In Jackson, behind the Ingalls, you can hear cannons going off and people screaming as if a battle is going on, even though there's nothing anyone can see. Then there's the Georgia Diagnostic and Classification Prison in Jackson. In Section H5, where executions of death row inmates were carried out, the water turns on by itself and the toilets flush. There have been coal spots encountered and occasionally the sounds of voices. Jekyll Island, the Jekyll Island Club Hotel. Haunted by former servants of the millionaires who used to vacation there. Been several sightings of women wearing maid outfits and one man in a top hat and a cloak. Witnesses reported hearing footsteps and noises coming from the dining room long after it's closed. When they investigate, there's never anybody there. Jenkins County, the Birdsville Mansion. This was an area that was encompassed by Sherman's March to the Sea. A number of witnesses report hearing children crying at night, the sounds of doors opening and closing, the usual water cutting on and off. Jonesboro, and this is all over the city, frankly. Fallen Confederate and Union soldiers stalk people's homes. They're seen in the cemeteries on the main battlefield off of U.S. Highway 19. People's homes have been haunted by blood-splattered walls and mysterious bullet holes. And on the anniversary nights of August 31st and September 1st, it's said that gunshots and drums can be heard in the early hours of the morning, when it's quiet. Jonesboro, Flint River Road Apartments. Witnesses have reported a dark figure of a huge person appearing in their room doorways. And on other occasions, they see on the walls images like bright colors on the walls. And almost every night, they report having very, very negative nightmares. Then there's the Warren House, which was used as a hospital during the Civil War. Well, at the house, a lot of soldiers carved their names in the wall. And at night, witnesses have seen the figure of a soldier holding a candle and looking out the window. Been quite a number of reports made to the police about this figure. And there's supposedly a bloodstain still on the floor in the attic. The Confederate cemetery just across the street from the Warren House is said to be very haunted as well. Kennesaw, the Calumet West. Strange figures and other apparitions have been seen by the swamp area behind the pool, and a few houses near the pool are said to be haunted. There's an old woman who committed suicide who's been seen looking out the window of her home. Cheatham Hill in Kennesaw. It's on the Kennesaw Mountain battlefield. Witnesses are reported hearing disembodied voices. They've heard marching orders being called, the sounds of marching feet as if by a large number of people can be heard in the woods surrounding the hill. Those who've taken photographs find that the pictures show fogs and mysterious forms, even though there were none present when the photographs were taken. And around the Illinois Monument at this location, people have heard and felt very strange things. Kennesaw Battlefield, you know, the main field itself. You got to park about a mile away and walk down in the edge of the woods due to heavy police patrols. When you reach the field, a number of witnesses report deer will appear and run at you, only to vanish right before they get to you. Fog rolls across the field. Drums can be heard in the distance. In the shadows of the trees, red eyes are seen. And as you reach the main trail, these eyes become more frequent and even brighter. Then you begin to hear running footsteps and the sounds of gunfire. Number of, shall we say, more sensitive folks that report the smell of blood and gun smoke comes in with the fog, and it will get thick around you the further into the battlefield you go. A number of folks reported seeing visions of shadowy figures with Confederate caps and bayonets jump behind the trees as you approach. And as you leave, it's much darker than it was before. In fact, you can barely see to cross the field and get back to your car. The fog, the noise, and the smells will follow you. There's a wagon or shed-type structure that appears in the woods that you didn't see as you came in. It's very detailed and it's quite real to the touch. But if you step away from it and look back, it's not there. Then Kennesaw Mountain, which is a major landmark, and it was the site of a major Civil War battle as well. A lot of trenches are still visible, and people venturing there at night have heard cannon fire and seen apparitions of the soldiers. Now, this is an area outside the true battlefield, if you will. Also in Kennesaw and Meadows Woods, strange noises have been heard coming from the woods. And a lot of folks report seeing Jim Owen, founder of Owen's Meadow, has been seen being drugged into the woods and murdered. That was quite a well-known murder case. Kennesaw State University, the campus green. Long ago, this used to be the farm of the Frey family, F-R-E-Y. The campus green is built right on top of the old family's pet cemetery. In the late 1800s, a farmer put his rabid blue tick hound out of his misery by shooting him with a shotgun and proceeded to drag his body and circles around the outskirts of the campus green. They say on the anniversary of the dog's death, you can see him chasing cats around campus with his head still split open from the gunshots. Which I'm sure is another reason the cats run. Gahilly Park, the bridge. There's been sightings of a woman just inside the bridge area, and there have been sounds of voices heard. There's sometimes a very intense growling that comes from around the bridge. Folks have been pulled down inside the bridge when there's only one person there. These sightings and other things happen normally around midnight. Kingston, Cemetery Street. There's an old battlefield on Cemetery Street. And late at night, you hear screaming and footsteps. There's a Confederate cemetery you get to not too far from there, and you have the weirdest feelings and encounter cold spots, and you hear screams for help. But no matter how hard you look, you never find anybody. Lakeland, cemetery on Burnt Church Road. According to the story, the townspeople burned the church and the school with a teacher and students inside after learning the teacher was teaching satanic information to the students. The children's graves are marked with just simple wooden markers, perhaps because the bodies were unidentifiable and because the townspeople didn't want to remember what was done there that day. The teacher's buried next to the children. Her grave is not marked at all, except by a 4-foot pile, high pile of brick. Loud, clear, but unintelligible voices are heard in the area. Apparitions are seen. Walkers have been seen, sometimes taking a human-like form, sometimes in the form of animal-like creatures. And a number of people who have spent time there report that they actually lost time. Bricks taken from the grave have caused spontaneous fires of objects they're near or laid on. Livonia, Southern Oaks Inn. Number of witnesses report hearing footsteps upstairs in the main house. Several people witnessed ghostly apparitions of a male and a female, thought to be the former owners of the house. Employees have witnessed loaves of bread flying toward them in the kitchen. And the current owners have repeatedly had to reposition furniture to its proper position. When they leave to go to bed, everything is where it's supposed to be. When they come back the next morning, things have been moved. But they never hear anybody coming in. Lawrenceville, Little Gardens Restaurant. It's an old 1800s plantation house. It's been turned into a fancy restaurant. Now, in the early 1900s, a woman was said to have died there, and she continues to haunt the restaurant. Workers have seen and felt her presence quite often. Dishes and silverware have been moved and sometimes thrown across the table. She mainly haunts the upstairs, and there have been a number of reports of her being seen in and around the bathrooms. Bathroom doors open and close by themselves, cold spots have been felt, and loud footsteps are heard behind you when there isn't anybody there. Lee Field, the Hanging Tree. Now, this location is so notorious as to be completely abandoned at night, save by the bravest and most curious. This tree is reportedly used for numerous lynchings and is currently surrounded by a small community that's been there since before the Civil War. It's been reported that bodies can be seen in the tree from a distance, and if you approach, the swaying bodies will actually stare at you. Other sightings include a number of crows that constantly watch for trespassers, and some folks who have approached, I guess, too close have been attacked by the birds. Lithonia, the original Lithonia Schoolhouse, which is located on Stevenson Road, across from the Watt Quarry, is the original Lithonia. It's the original Lithonia Schoolhouse, which was built about 1865. It's been converted into a private residence, but the ghosts of children who once attended have been seen quite often. Many of the former pupils are buried in an old church cemetery located about 200 yards away. There's one said to be about 8 years old. Her name is reportedly Elizabeth. Been seen by several individuals, including psychic Shirley Janey. She's flaunting her golden brown curls and basically sashaying, to use the old southern expression, sashaying around. Several people have also seen the ghost of a teenage boy walking around the entry hall, and there's been a mysterious hooded figure seen. The rustling sound of a schoolmarm's heavily starched dresses are still heard in the house as well. Lookout Mountain, Ruby Falls. In the rock formation Ruby's Draper and in the Twilight Zone have been sightings of mysterious shadows and a number of figures. On one school trip, a child named Katie saw a woman dressed in ruby red clothes. This is said to be the ghost of Ruby, after whom the caverns were named. Lovejoy Road. At night, Confederate soldiers have been reported to have been seen in the homes, and a train can still be heard. A number of folks went out to the nearby train crossing that had been used in years and actually heard the approach of a specter train. I don't know if they saw anything, but they certainly heard it. And if you've ever been near a railroad when a train has come by, it's unmistakable. Then in Lula, Following Roads as it's called, at 12:03 in the morning on a Saturday night in Lula, you can park your car on top of the bridge across from the old Morris store park. Park on top of the bridge, put your car in park, and two ghost teens were said to will come out and roll your car down the bridge. Now, if your car's in park, I don't know how they're going to do it, but these are ghosts after all. In Lula, the Lula Trestle. There's a ghost of a woman who was murdered on the tracks, seen hovering over the tracks. The train that hit her is sometimes seen as well. If a group of people walk down the tracks at night and take count of the trestle, at the trestle, there's usually one more person with them than they started out with. Now, this area is now under video surveillance since there have been several mysterious deaths at this location. I would think if there's an extra individual when you get there, if you know who you're walking with, you can figure out who the extra person is, but that's just me. Lyons, the Toombs County Detention Center. The figure of a small girl has been reported to roam the halls of the sheriff's office at night. The 911 operators have reported it quite often. She also roams the halls of the probation office across the hall. Employees have named her Lizzie. Office machinery operate on its own, and doors have slammed by themselves. The training building behind the jail said to have the ghost of what people believed to be a man wandering about. People reported he walks around and bangs on the door divided into two classrooms and tries to get inside. Strange smells and strange sounds have also been encountered. Jail employees have reported hearing the footsteps in the tower control room, only to find out that there's nobody there. The handrail on the stairs coming up to the tower control room will shake, and cues will rattle great forth as if someone is coming up the steps. Officers have seen the figure of a man on a security monitor waiting for the access door to open, but when it's popped, there isn't anybody there, and the screen won't be clear when you look back at it. Other officers reported seeing the ghost of Sheriff Durst, for whom the building is named, roaming the halls. He died in the middle of his second term. Now, one thing to keep in mind, if you want to investigate this particular area, it's a law enforcement, an active law enforcement complex. Mableton, the old covered bridge. Late at night, if you go and stand in the bridge, little children's voices are going to be heard, and it sounds like they're playing in the area. And it's also said if you take your car and park it and turn off everything and put chocolate on your roof, you can hear children climbing on top of your car, and afterwards you'll find chocolate handprints on the roof and the hood of the car. According to local tradition, a number of children were killed underneath the bridge. You can hear them screaming and moaning and yelling for help. Mableton, the witch's grave. Supposedly, a practicing witch was killed and buried in a small private graveyard off of Concord Road. A lot of folks have reported strange sounds coming from this area. Voices, the sounds of people walking, and several goosebump-inducing winds have been encountered in this area. The area is now heavily patrolled by Cobb County Police, so you need to be careful if you decide to go wandering around this area. In Macon, well, this next one is the Hay House, and I spent time there. I went to school in Macon. The Hay House is a big manor, and it has a lot of art in it. In fact, there's some very well-known religious statues, one of Ruth, one of, I think, Naomi. Naomi is in the Vatican, and Ruth is in the Hay House. I got to know Chester, who was Mrs. Hay's bodyguard and driver before her death, and then after he was kept on as the caretaker. Now, this has been, 40 years ago? So I'm sure Chester is dead by now. They had one winter, there was a snowstorm, and the alarm was out. So some interns who were there from the University of Georgia agreed to spend the night. And each night, one of the interns would stay to make sure nobody got in and took anything. And the next morning, after the first intern stayed, they couldn't find him. Well, finally they found him in the kitchen. They had some huge cabinets. And he was back in the back of one of the cabinets with a bottle of cooking sherry, scared out of his mind. According to him, he'd been sitting in the sitting room reading a book when he heard somebody coming down the steps. Now, he was the only one in the house. He said he went out into the hallway, and coming down the steps was the woman in the portrait that hung on the wall above the stairs as you went up, and scared the crap out of him. He ran into the kitchen, crawled into the cabinet, because they had locked the doors when they left, so he would have to break something to get out of the building. When he crawled in the cabinet, he found the cooking sherry and figured, why not? And let's see, there's been a number of other folks report footsteps in empty hallways, the sound of breathing over your shoulder, doors slam by themselves, you encounter cold spots on the stairs, moaning's been heard in the master bedroom, and the apparition of an elderly woman has been seen by a number of employees. Now, it is known there are some hidden passageways in the building. In the master bedroom, if you lean out one of the windows and look, you'll see a window to your left. But there's no window on the inside. That's because that window opens into one of the passageways. I spent a lot of time there and tried to get them to let me crawl through the passages, but never could get it done. And Mercer University, Boone Dormitory. On the top floor of the dormitory, there's one room that's always locked. And the window's been covered so you can't see into the room. According to the story, a young girl committed suicide in there, and some pages from her journal were found, which gave quite a interesting view of the situation. It's always cold up on that top floor, and sometimes you see a hanging apparition from the outside near the center balcony. Now, how she committed suicide, I'm not sure. Maybe she hung herself. But whatever may be the situation, we were all told a lot of interesting stories while I was going to school there. Out in Macon County, Oglethorpe, Taylor House on Randolph Street. Now, many moons ago, Oglethorpe was a large city and was going to become the capital of Georgia. But then there was a smallpox epidemic, and a lot of folks died, and it's now divided into two towns, Oglethorpe and Montezuma. What divides them is the Flint River Bridge. There's a house on Randolph Street, it's called the Taylor House, that was owned back when Oglethorpe was a big, bustling city. It was owned by Colonel George W. Fish. Now, he built the home himself and has often been reported being seen by occupants of the house. And he's also been seen walking around the outside along the front walk. The house was once renovated and he was said to have pitched such a fit, breaking things and scaring people into falling downstairs, that the house was restored to its former condition. As I've said many times, ghosts do not like change. In Madison, the old Civil War hospital. Witnesses reported hearing footsteps walking up the stairs at night. They've seen a tall man dressed in black at the top of the stairs. They hear a ball bouncing in one of the hallways. In one of the rooms, you see a body dressed in a blue old-fashioned dress and hear movement in the basement. But investigation shows there's nobody there. Madison Heritage Hall. There's bloodstains on the fireplace mantle that won't go away, and a number of witnesses have heard a child crying. There are tours done at the Heritage Hall daily. And, in fact, Madison is known as being the home of a number of haunted houses. Marietta, Cobb Hill. Witnesses reported seeing a ball bouncing across the road. Locals know to stop when they see it because there's a little girl that always chases it. And nobody wants to hit the little girl because she looks so real. What if she is? Okay, Marietta, we have Devil's Turnaround. If you set large objects on the ground, they'll be thrown. Folks have seen orbs, lightning, mist, encountered very cold winds, heard shrieking, children laughing, the sounds of chanting and yelling, and screaming all around, which makes it basically a bad place to go. Folks have come back and had large bruises and fang marks on legs and upper arms and wrists and necks. Crucifixes, prayer, and holy water only make whatever's there mad. So if you go there, don't wear any crosses or do anything Christian-like. Weekends are said to be the worst time. Marietta, Kennesaw House, used as a hospital during the Civil War. It's now a museum. A number of people have reported seeing the ghosts of soldiers there. An entire hospital scene complete with soldiers in their hospital beds. Have been seen by people, and some have even reported seeing doctors working with them at the same time. Now, this is normally in the basement of the house. Employees have also heard unexplained noises. One young lady on a field trip to the Marietta Museum, which is inside Kennesaw House, reported seeing a woman dressed in a light blue antebellum-style dress with pink flowers. The woman smiled at her, and then as the girl watched, she vanished. And later she said it was a woman in a picture that hangs at the museum. That picture is of the original owners of the Kennesaw House. So maybe they're just watching over their property. the old Marietta Cemetery. There's a marble statue of the Virgin Mary, and if you look into its eyes, it seems as though it's looking straight into you. And at times it appears to be crying. The eyes look wet as though they're producing tears. Never been any reason for it found. Then there's Marietta Cemetery. Now, the one I just did was the old Marietta Cemetery. And this is apparently the new Marietta Cemetery. And even that's quite old. Cemetery is directly across from the old Marietta High School and believed to be haunted by several strange apparitions. Nighttime visitors to the cemetery are likely to see a small child with no shoes running, crying by the headstone of her parents. Anytime she's approached, she just suddenly is not there. Marietta, Town Square. Downtown on Main Street in the Town Square, there's a woman been seen. She'll come up and ask you for a ride home. If you give her a ride, when you get where she tells you to go, she won't be there. Some say she disappears as you pass the graveyard. Then in Marietta, there's the Witch's Graveyard, which is an 1800s cemetery. This is where a supposed witch is buried. Been some phenomena encountered, like knocking coming from underground, and it sounds like banshees crying and drums playing in the distance. Fog quite often surrounds the cemetery when there's no fog anyplace else. And there's a 15-degree temperature drop from outside the cemetery to when you step inside. It drops 15 degrees. McDonough, Airline Road Bridge. Folks that have encountered this particular situation say their cars will die for no reason. And as they sit there, they see figures moving about in the darkness, but they never find anybody. Then there's the Camp Creek Trestle in McDonough. Ghosts have been reported to haunt this area and the homes nearby. Seems a train crashed into a flooded creek about 1900. The Never Summer train bound from Macon to Atlanta stopped to pick up passengers at the McDonough station on a night during a flood. And even after being warned not to leave, the engineers reported saying, "We'll either be eating breakfast in Atlanta or in hell." After he went only 7 miles from the station, the train plunged into the waters of Camp Creek after the trestle was washed out, just minutes before they got there. 9 out of the 47 people on board survived. You can reach the trestle if you go north on Highway 42 out of McDonough. This is about 30 miles south of Atlanta, and then turn left onto Ivy Edwards Road. Trestle's right off the tracks to the left and can be seen from Highway 42. Meriwether, Lutherville, in town. Number of witnesses report hearing a spectral train approaching, but the train never arrives. Midville, Bart Camp Baptist Church. Witnesses reported hearing doors open and close, hearing loud noises. There was a preacher that hung himself, and he's been seen quite often. Lights will turn on and off. Candles will be seen through the windows. Things are sometimes thrown at you, and noises in the graveyard have attracted attention. Blood has been seen on the ceiling. According to a number of witnesses who've gone there a number of times, every time you go, something different happens. Milledgeville, the old governor's mansion. This was once the capital. The mansion was built in 1838 and said to be haunted. Lights were turned on and off. Beds unmake themselves when nobody's around. There's a smell of freshly baked food that can be smelled in the kitchen, even though nobody's done any cooking. The mansion is currently owned by Georgia College, a state university, and is located on the corner of Clark and Hancock. Also in Millersville, the old hospital. There are strange noises, cold spots, and a number of witnesses reported seeing the figure of a man standing in the hallway. CG and SU, Georgia College and State University in Millersville. Samford Hall, third floor of the dormitory has now been closed, only leaves two floors. The third floor is an area of where there's been a number of ghost sightings. Some say the ghost of a girl that committed suicide of an unexpected pregnancy still lives on that floor in which her suicide occurred. Mineral Bluff, Valley Lake Road. On some nights in the summer, you can hear a wagon coming down the road, but even though you wait and you wait and you wait, nobody ever shows up. Excuse me. Monticello, the Demon House. Been reports of odd blue and red lights seen in this house at night. There's also the sounds of loud banging and objects are thrown. One man reported being touched on the face by an unseen force. And a number of witnesses reported encountering cold spots and hot spots. There's 1970 clothing littering the floor everywhere. Odd symbols have been painted in red in the center of the room. And when you're in that house, you have the feeling you're being watched. And in Montezuma, twin churches. There are two identical churches that sit side by side. That's why they're called twin churches. The older one is said to be haunted. The older was said to have had a curse put on it by a preacher who was caught running around with a congregation member, so they moved out and built a new identical church. Now, there's several stories being told about that older church. One is of a Bible that's in front of the church. It gets heavier and heavier if you try to leave with it. According to other stories, if you drive around it a certain number of times at midnight, your car will stop and it'll be some time before you can get it start back up. People have also claimed to see heads hanging from a rope in front of the church. New Hope, the New Hope Church. There's a Civil War soldier who's seen in the battle trenches that are across the road from the church. Other sightings have occurred behind the graveyard at New Hope. There are phantom lights and distant moans heard and the groans of pain from the 2,000 soldiers killed on the place that was referred to as Hell Hole. This is normally heard right before major storms hit. Noonan, Cedar Creek Bridge. Bridge over Cedar Creek on Roscoe Road in Coweta County is actually a replacement of the original bridge. In the 1930s, there was a terrible accident on the bridge that took the lives of a woman and her baby. The woman's been seen a number of times, and people have heard her voices, and she's been seen in various ways over the last several decades. There have been, among the hauntings, have been forlorn screaming. That's why it's called, and rapidly dropping temperatures. And there's even been sightings of a ghost car. There's a ghost car been seen here on UTEP campus. Noonan, Margaret Brennan, Theater for the Arts. The theater is housed in what used to be a warehouse, probably a cotton warehouse, that was abandoned for years till it was inhabited by the theater company. Volunteers and actors have felt a distinct presence, many of them collaborating on one particular area on the floor on the way to the bathroom. Several believe the presence to be distinctly male. One psychic went there a few years ago and said she saw a man wearing a suit walk through one of the doors. Later saw him standing in a particular corner of the stage. He's been blamed for many prompt disappearances. Then there's the Noonan Hospital. Witnesses have encountered cold spots and they feel like somebody's watching them. It's even been reported by several patients and staff that a white lady, maybe a nurse, makes rounds at the stroke of midnight. Then there's the Northgate High School in Noonan. Built on land that was once a plantation, one of the workers killed the owner while he was eating breakfast. Some say you can smell breakfast. It smells like bacon and eggs. And if you stay there late in the evening, you hear very strange noises. Then there's the Raymond Community Center in Noonan. Been reports of an apparition of a girl running down the hall, and she's been heard crying as well. Nobody knows who she is or what she's running from. Then Noonan at the Walmart. People see the founder of Walmart, and sometimes he's said to even grab customers. Now, I'm sure what was meant by that was the man that started that particular Walmart, because the Walmart's actually part of Sam's, and the man in charge of that was Sam Walton, who was one of my relatives. I don't think he ever spent time in Noonan. But then again, I could be wrong. Norcross, Great Atlanta Christian School, out on the Nature Trail. Haunted by the spirit of an English teacher who hung herself out in the woods. Legend has it that her students would taunted for her lack of hair, and after her engagement was called off, she was so despondent she committed suicide. Reports, if you go into the trails at night, there are a lot of orbs, and you feel like your hair is being pulled and like your skin is burning. And a number of people have said they can even see purple eyes glaring at them from the shadows. Paulding County, Pickett's Mill. Witnesses reported seeing a misty figure run among the trees and disappear. Nobody knows who it is, why they do it. Peachtree Industrial, the Peachford Mental Hospital. A woman has been seen wearing an older nurse's uniform, said to roam the hallways and sometimes crack the doors of patients' rooms. It's believed she's checking to make sure the patients are okay. Cold spots have been encountered in the gymnasium or in the kids' room and the conference rooms. And the sounds of children laughing can be heard in the kids' room and in the outdoor courtyard at night, even though there are no kids there. Pearson, dirt roads out by the railroad tracks. It's said the dirt roads near the tracks are home to a strange light that will follow and hover over cars. It's called the Pearson light, and there's got quite a number of well-known stories about it. A long time ago, it's said that a poor person was walking with a lantern and got run over by a train. All that was left was his head. So if you go to the place where this happened, you see a big light that'll actually chase you. Some say if you curse and yell and throw things at it or have a loud party, it'll hit the top of your car. Leave a dent. Pickens County, Carver Mill Bridge. There's a bridge off Carver Mill Road in western Pickens County at one time. This is 60, 70 years ago. It used to be a wooden bridge. It crossed over Searcorn Creek. Years ago, a couple drove across the bridge and it collapsed. They fell into the creek below and both of them drowned. Bridge is now paved and well-supported. You can drive under the bridge anytime at night and shut the car off, and all artificial flashlights and headlights and cell phone background lights and blinking pager lights, any light at all. If you shut them all off and wait patiently in the car, a black figure of an average-sized man will walk from the end of the bridge up to your car and look in the windows. If a woman is in your car, most likely go to her first, then he'll continue to examine your car. And if you start it up without turning on your lights, begin to drive off, he'll chase you until you're off the bridge. Then he'll disappear. The ghost is said to be there to scare people off the bridge so they won't face the same fate that that couple did. Now, the ghost doesn't always walk right up to your car. Sometimes it appears at your window and just scares you absolutely to death. It's best if you do this during a full moon so there's plenty of, shall we say, natural light through by which you can see the ghost. Rayburn County, Ball Mountain. Legends say the mountain is the home of a fire race of demons. Strange sounds like the music of the bald is heard. Some say it sounds like echoes from a cannon. Other times it's the sound of crying babies. Campers and experienced outdoorsmen say there's an evil presence in this area. Then Ringo, Boynton. The house that stands there was built in 1918, but a Union soldier who was a captain died on the grounds long before that, and he haunts the front of the property and the front rooms of the house. If he likes the occupants of the house, he shows himself by doing parlor tricks. If he dislikes visitors, he frightens them with constant rapping and banging noises. He's even been known to reveal his full form at the person's bedside in the early morning hours. Sometimes he'll even get in bed with visitors. One of the buttons of his coat was unearthed in front of the property, along with some other objects. According to legend, he's hanging around to wait for a letter from his sister. Been there a long time waiting for that letter. Well, we've come to the end of another show. We'll be back tomorrow night when, once again, you'll be listening to Ken Hudnall and the Ken Hudnall Show. Until then, have a great evening.